What's with kilometers, kilograms, and kilowatts? You see, we got inches and we got pounds. That's the way I'd meant to be. 1 foot equals 12 inches, and a yard is 3 feet wide. Tell me how to measure fields in millimeters, I can't decide. Alright. Why these fellows came up with metric? Oh, why? Give me a good old 3-4 inch pipe. Don't need to ask me why. Centimeters are just for show, to make things seem much longer. Give me inches, feet, and pounds. That's where I belong, sir. Oh. And how about pounds? 16 ounces in a pound, that's fine. Makes it easy, 7/16. Now that's a clever sign. No need for grams or liters. It's all just so absurd. Imperial's the way to go. That's my final word. Why these fellows came up with metric? Oh, why? Give me a good old 3-4 inch pipe. Don't need to ask me why. Centimeters are just for show, to make things seem much longer. Give me inches, feet, and pounds. That's where I belong, sir. Oh. Why fuss over liters when gallons take the lead? On a single gallon, I'll go miles, that's all I need. I've got my own kilo, you've got yours, that's for sure. But a foot is universal, the same for rich and poor. Why these fellows came up with metric? Oh, why? Give me a good old 3-4 inch pipe. Don't need to ask me why. Centimeters are just for show, to make things seem much longer. Give me inches, feet, and pounds. That's where I belong, sir. Oh. So let's raise a toast to inches, feet, and pounds. Hooray! Imperial's the way we roll in our good old USA. No need for metric nonsense, keep it simple, I say. No trillions of nanometers, too much fuss, I'll pass away.